Well, so what, says Miles Davis. Well, I'll tell you so what. This is Building Bridges. I'm Mimi Rosenberg, and we are Building Bridges.
And I'm Ken Nash. Later on, the multi-million dollar profit with more than 163,000 employees, Dollar General's store chain workers say they're fed up and won't take no more.
Why, they're on the move and in the groove for unionizing. So let's head next to the picket line with workers in Holly Hill, South Carolina, employed and overworked and underpaid by the retail giant Dollar General to have their say.
Dollar General, you no good, treat your workers like you should.
Dollar General workers walked out on strike this morning in the small town of Holly Hill, South Carolina. These workers are making good on their promise to strike if Dollar General did not meet key demands listed in a petition that workers delivered this past Tuesday, July 12th.
What do we want? No wage down! What do we want? No wage down!
Demands included increased safety measures in a store with frequent robberies, an end to wage theft, rehiring of a worker who was unjustly terminated this week, and raising minimum pay for all workers to at least $15 an hour.
We're no longer going to sit back and be the little guy without a voice.
Right.
We're forming this union.
That's right.
And if we continue to keep our mouths shut, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
Closed mouths don't get fed.
Right.
This strike is part of a larger upsurge of recent Dollar General worker organizing happening across the country, especially the South.
Because this is what we need to move forward, to better ourselves, and to help everybody else that works in any fast food restaurant or any store or anywhere.
What do we want?
15!
What do we want?
Now!
If we
Dollar General workers in North Carolina, Virginia, and Oklahoma held strikes this spring. Dollar General CEO Todd Vasos was paid $16 million 2 years ago after receiving a 37% pay increase and earned $17 million in 2021. Many striking Holly Hill workers are paid $11 an hour, and that's far below a living wage.
Treat your workers like you should!
Off the picket line and ready to unionize and for a fair contract, we're joined by Tawana Milligan is with us, standing up and fighting back against her boss, the bosses at the corporate retail giant Dollar General in Holly Hill, South Carolina. So thank you for joining us, Tawana.
Thank you for having me.
Talk about, let's start with the two-day strike. What led people to that strike and your own experience with the Dollar General store?
What led to the strike was that it was poor work conditions. We weren't getting enough hours. We were dealing with wage theft. We were being robbed all the time. It was just not safe. And the poor conditions, work conditions in the store, it just wasn't right. And she wouldn't give us enough hours to get what we needed to get done and get the store in order. So, you know, we kept begging to have a sit-down meeting. She refused, kept sweeping it under the rug. So we said, okay, well, there. And I've been with Raise Up for 3 years now. And I just decided, I was like, you know what, I'm going to call my organizer and we're going to get something done about this. So we got together with Raise Up, got a petition, and we delivered the petition and went from there.
Talk about how long you actually worked at the place and what brought you to the workplace and the kind of neighborhood and community that Dollar General is located in.
I started working there. I've been there about 6 months. And I just, you know, was passing through, and a friend of mine was working there, and it was like, it's pretty cool, you know, it's a decent place to work. So I said, well, just to have something to do and not be in the house all the time, and I needed another job anyway. So I just went and joined the team, and when I went in, and I saw, you know, after being there for a couple of weeks, I saw a lot of things that wasn't right. So I was like, you know what, we need a speak on this. We need to talk about this. But we could never get none of the big people to hear what we had to say. So that's when I decided, you know, we got together with all the other workers. I got together with all the other workers and we called a little meeting at my sister's house and decided that we were going to get a petition together make our demands and give them to them and let them see what we're see that we're not playing anymore. We're not going to continue to take this off of them, and that we wanted our demands met. And we gave them, we gave it to them like on the 11th, and they had to the 14th to follow through and have everything, all our demands met. And they did a couple of them, and then they still dragged their feet about the rest of it. So we went on with our strike.
Tawana, let me ask you, why? What stimulated you? I mean, I work with all kinds of folks in all kinds of situations, and people have tremendous fears for understandable reasons. I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to be targeted by the boss. But here we have women doing the primary organizing and people like yourself. Why weren't you afraid? I mean, here you are organizing a meeting in your sister's house and so on. What brought you to that point of saying, I don't care. You know, I'm going to organize, and organize to what end? Organize to a union? I think that's quite exciting and something people can learn about when you tell us what brought you to that moment.
3 years ago when I met one of the organizers from Raise Up, you know, yeah, when I first started, it was a process, you know, because I was feeling the same way that some of these workers today feel, that we don't have rights. Oh, if we try to do this, you know, organize and fight and do strikes, then we're going to be retaliated on, or we're going to get fired or this, that, and the other, losing, oh, I'm going to lose my job, and then how am I going to take care of my kids? Yeah, I felt that way also, but I know now that I have rights and I have other people standing behind me that has been through what I'm going through and going to continue to go through what I go through to have their voices heard. So I refuse to give up. Have rights. We have dignity, and all I'm asking is give us some respect and dignity on the job.
How did you go about bringing the women together to this first meeting? How many people came, and how did you build off that and can get people to the point of actually calling a two-day strike? I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
What happened was it was four ladies and a guy, and we sat down, and we were like, okay, everybody had the opportunity to give their opinion on what was their problem with the job. And when we came together and everybody had the same problem or was agreeing on what was going on and what was wrong in the store, right then and there, I knew we had to do something. I mean, because that's a problem. When you got 5 out of 8 workers complaining and worrying, you know, scratching about the same thing, it's something wrong.
And what is the management reaction to this organizing that's going on?
When we gave the petition, she made it say, oh, you see how the people in Louisiana and Florida lost their jobs? Okay, you speak on that part, but you didn't speak on Dollar General having to give them their jobs back and pay them for every day that they miss. Those are the things that you have to look at, because Dollar General doesn't like the heat. So, of course, they're going to want to do the quickest thing possible to get the heat off of them. And as long as you got the whole, you in order for you to get what you want, you got to give them your demands and hold the heat to them. Don't just let them keep thinking that, oh, we could just brush this under the rug. It doesn't work like that.
And the community itself, did the community, because generally what employers say, well, you know, you don't like it, leave it. We can get more workers. It's a poor community. Lots of people need jobs. So what was the response of the community and the consumers when you workers
The community and the customers, they are not now that we striked and they took us off the schedule. They're like, okay, well, if they're not bringing y'all back, we're not shopping or we're not going back in that store. And they did. On that day when we did strike, a lot of customers came. They came to shout. They got out there and started picketing the store with us. And then they got back in their car and left. So on their big day, which was that Saturday, their top dollar day, we hurt them.
And in case people don't know, we're speaking with Tawana Milligan, who is a strike leader, union organizer, and extraordinary in her organizing skills of the Dollar General Store chain workers. We're talking about a chain that has 163,000 workers. This isn't some little impoverished neighborhood store. This is a monster chain. And obviously, what happens with this store can affect all of the other Dollar General stores. What do you think about that? And do you think about how this can be really one spark becoming a prairie fire, Tawana?
I'm pretty sure that it has, because some of the new stores, that new Dollar General stores that they just put up around here in this part of South Carolina, a lot of the workers has quit after we did our strike. But you know, I'm wishing that they didn't just quit and just came out and joined us and have their voices heard and make the demands on what needed to be done in their stores and not just quit. But you know, a lot of them have quit, so now they're hurting for workers, and nobody's at this point, nobody really wants to work for them because they're not going to do right by their workers.
Have you been in touch with Dollar General workers throughout the area, in the South especially, as to what's happening in those cities?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I just spoke with some Utahville workers, Dollar General workers today, and that store has only one with the manager and two original workers left there out of, what, 8, 9? See, they put these stores all over, and they don't want to hire no more than 8 or 9 workers. And then they want to work you, and they don't want to pay you. They want to take your hours from you. That cannot continue to happen.
And what did the working conditions mean for people like yourself and the families? Your families, give us a real sense of what working class people who worked daily and with the sweat of their brow and committed to their endeavors, what was it like to have to live on the kind of wages and hours and with the health and safety violations? How did this affect your families?
It affected them. It was real hard because we're living from check to check. Our assistant manager is supposed to get from 40, anyway from 40 to 45 hours every week. They're getting maybe 22 to 30 hours. And then a key holder is supposed to get, they're supposed to be paid, work 4 hours to 25 hours. I'm working 15 to 16 hours. And then if for instance, if I'm scheduled to work 15.75 hours and I happen to get 16.75, oh, they've taken an hour from me. And how am I supposed to, off of a check, of our hours of 16.75 at the pay rate of 10.75, how am I supposed to take care of myself, my mom, a home, and a 15-year-old? Some weeks you get 6-7 hours. You can never say, okay, well, I got 25 hours this week, 25 hours for the next week. No, it's never like that.
Tawana, where are things at now with the union and efforts to get a fair contract?
Right now, where we're at is we filed a ULP, which is an unlawful practice complaint. We're just going through the, you know, just going through the process.
And what is that unfair labor practice? Ken alluded to some of those things in a moment ago. But what were those unfair labor practices that are hindering the development and full unionization and trying to get a decent contract?
The unlawful labor practice complaint is because we went on strike, one, and y'all retaliated by taking us off the schedule. That cannot be done.
What do you mean taking you off the schedule?
Because we went on strike, they took us off the schedule.
You mean they cut the hours or just took days away from you?
Took our hours away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't worked since we went on strike.
How long is that now?
That's 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, so wait a minute. All of the workers who went on that 2-day strike were subject to that kind of retaliation, or just the major organizers?
That's the funny thing. The assistant manager, myself, which I'm a key holder, and Tara Thompson is a key holder, they took the three of us off. The other two that went on strike with us were teenagers. So they allowed them to come back and put them back on the schedule. They played with their hours a little bit, but then they ended up giving them back their hours, giving them more hours. So, I don't know.
Divide and conquer, sneaky, insidious, rotten, lousy employers. So what do we do who are listening? What do we do to support strong people like yourselves, the workers who went on strike and now are suffering the consequences from the Dollar General store? How do we help you?
All we can do is continue to fight. If we have to do another petition, that's what's going to be done. We're going to continue to just fight, strike. If we got to continue striking, that's what's going to be done.
Is there
there's a tweet, isn't there? There's a tweet, isn't there? At Raise Up the South?
Uh-huh.
They can tweet, can't they? If they're interested in getting a response?
We're sending out tweets. We do TikToks. We do videos on Facebook. I mean, we're doing it all. We're letting it be heard.
If I want to, and Ken wants to, and those listening join in those tweets, is there a central email or a number that we can call to get in touch to figure out how we can support you? Ken, do you actually have that?
Just tweet at Raise Up the South. That's
it.
And we'll go to TikTok also, I think.
So
it's at Raise Up the South.
Yeah.
For Facebook and TikTok also.
So Raise Up the South, tweet, and we're tweeting what? What's the message?
Just put it out there that Dollar General is they treat their workers unfair.
That says it all. We want the full hours back. We want pay increases, and we want a real fair contract. So that's what I think you should be tweeting out. You're wonderful. What can I say? We're going to touch base with you, find out how the struggle progresses. And we have been speaking with Tawana Milligan, strong, powerful worker, standing up for her rights, for the rights of the working class against the monster multi-billion-dollar profit Dollar General store. Get these workers what they deserve, a fair contract. Tawana, thank you.
When I awoke one morning, there was a feeling in the air. Everything was quiet, things were different everywhere. The Wobblies were back again with Joe Hill at the mic. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike. There was no one flipping burgers. All the grills were cold. Onion rings were in their bags. Fries were growing mold. There were no baristas at Starbucks asking how many shots would you like, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. There was no one pumping gasoline, no one driving from town to town, no one at the register. All the highways were shut down. Cars were stuck in the garage. CEOs on bikes. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike.
Thanks to David Rovics for that great song. Now, let's listen to Dollar General workers in Connecticut talk about their struggle to organize a union.
What happened when they found out we tried to unionize is they brought a few people from out of state, out of town. They start taking people one by one, talking to them, telling them about the union, bashing the union, saying that they're bad, they're not good people, they're just trying to trick us. They follow us. It's like you're walking on eggshells around the store. They're right there. They're listening. You can't talk. You can't work. You can't nothing. It's so uncomfortable.
So I've been organizing with the union for about 8 years now, and this is definitely the most aggressive anti-union campaign I've seen. Workers at the Connecticut Dollar General contacted us because they were having issues and concerns that they were bringing forward to corporate, and corporate was not answering those issues and concerns.
Dollar General is my main source of income. Yes, I have another job, but that's just a part-time job. I am working about 80 plus hours between both jobs. When I spoke to them regarding my schedule, change due to my child and my other job that I have, that I couldn't work nights. And after I spoke to the people regarding the nights, when they did the schedule the next time, they put me on for a night.
Dollar General, in comparison to other companies we organized, definitely has a lot more issues in terms of their benefits and just in general the scheduling, as well as rate of pay and the store being open for Christmas and Thanksgiving and not getting any holiday pay.
We are organizing a union because we feel that we are not being treated fairly. Our pay is not fair. So in order for us to protect ourselves, what do we got to do? We have to join a union. The only people that would save us is the union.
Dollar General has flown in corporate people from Tennessee. They've flown in union busters from all over the country to try and persuade the workers to not vote yes for the union. They've been holding captive audience meetings every day since we petitioned on September 20th. They are in the store constantly, just surveilling the workers and listening to any conversations that may pertain to the union.
Can you write a statement for us? We need you to write so-and-so that he said so-and-so and that there was customers when there was no customers. Now, that's called a false statement. And it wasn't one person, it was two people, two co-workers were told to do this when nobody heard nothing of a kind. And so he got fired because there was false statements.
Dollar General has broken the law by terminating one of our supporters for union activity. We have a charge filed with the National Labor Relations Board that is currently being investigated. We are confident that we're going to be able to get our supporter back to work. They have violated the law by reducing full-time workers' hours and giving the part-time workers 40 hours and the full-time workers less than 40. And we do have a charge filed for that as well. They added a worker to the voting list from another store. That worker that they have added to the list, we will be challenging her vote on election day because she was recently added to the schedule at Bark Hampstead.
What message would I like to send to other Dollar General employees with the same thing going on is stand up for yourself, let your voice be heard, do not let these people get to you, bring you down, and tell you you can't do this.
And to all of our listeners, remember, educate, agitate, and organize for the empowerment of the working class. This is Building Bridges. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
And we thank you for listening. Stay strong.